I love this place where I live. I'm only just a few minutes walk from the Whatcom Falls Park. We went over there the other day, and it's like, man, you know, I got this thing, like, it's like in my backyard, and I should be here every day. It is so beautiful. It's great.
I love that trail system in Bellingham.
Yeah, yeah. And then I go back to my place. And I like my place, too, but it is a, you know, it's a condo. So you do have, I do have a shared, well, I got somebody living above me. I'm on the bottom floor. Somebody above me, and then there is like one wall that I share. But it's relatively quiet, I think. Although last night, the people above me were vacuuming after 8 o'clock, and you're not supposed to. And I think they have wood floors because it was really loud. So I can somewhat relate to this noisy toilet story that comes out of Italy, where their Supreme Court has ruled on a noisy toilet and declared it a human rights violation, okay? So this battle has been going on in the courts for 19 years, this battle over a noisy toilet in an apartment flat. And the country's Supreme Court...
They couldn't get some other plumber in there over the last 19 years and redo the thing?
The country's Supreme Court finally got involved in this battle. A couple living in the flat complained that their neighbor's new toilet was keeping them awake with intolerable noises. What happens here is the couple's bedroom, opposite their wall, their bedroom wall, is the bathroom for the other people. Okay, so I mean, it's like the toilet is like right behind them,
right against their headboard,
yeah,
probably.
Right against the headboard, and so they complained about
what a mood creator that is.
A lower court took this thing up years ago and ordered an investigation that revealed why the toilet seemed so loud, and the four brothers who owned the apartment that had that toilet, they embedded the water tank in a 9-inch wall not far from the couple's headboard. Okay? So the couple's headboard is opposite that toilet, and they say they struggle to sleep.
And there's four brothers in there?
Well,
that toilet's probably going all day long, every single day. Flood.
Well, they own it. I don't know if they're always in there, but, you know, well, you get up in the middle of the night. Even if you get in it, you know, you just get up in the middle of the night to go, one of them, you know, you
can't use the toilet after 8 p.m.
Right.
You can't use the toilet after 8 o'clock.
You can't use the toilet after 8 p.m. But they said it was frequent night use that toilet was getting. So
if there's drinking going on, once you crack the seal, you're back and forth.
So a lower court ruled that the brothers would have to move the water tank and pay the couple $565 for every year since that tank was installed. That came to over $10,000 in total. So then the brothers asked Italy's Supreme Court to please get involved. They said, there's no way this is fair. You know, I mean, this is, it's our place, and it's our water tank and our toilet, you know. Well, the Supreme Court ruled against the boys. The court upheld the right to respect for one's private and family life. The judge added that the nighttime flushing's interference with rest also violated the Italian Constitution's right to health. So they deem this to be a human rights violation, this noisy toilet.
And if they put it in like 19 years ago or something, you know, it's probably not one of those low flow,
right,
quiet toilets. It's one of those gallon flush airplane.
Right. Yeah. That they like continues to go off a few minutes after.
Takes forever to fill the tank back up, you know.
One of those things. So the Supreme Court had the backs of those who had their headboard up against the toilet tank there.